Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello and welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. Today's show is a show you do not want to miss. We've got excellent information and a support service, I'll call it that for lack of better words, a support service that you might not even know exists and is available to you in your practice. And I have a feeling that this is going to be a solution for many of you in the very near future. So today I've got a wonderful guest, my friend Brenda McNulty. Brenda, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, thanks so much for the invitation. I've been looking forward to this day.
Awesome. So Brenda, give me a little bit of background. You've been in dentistry for a while now, right? And tell me just, you know, the short version of how did you come to be in the position that you're in right now? And based on kind of where you've been in your past, what was so enticing to you about Support DDS?
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me. I'm really excited. I've been in the dental field for about 27 years now. It seems like forever ago. In all the different seats. I'm sorry?
You look 27.
Oh, why, thank you. Zoom does a great job with filters. That's all I can say. So I've been in the field for 27 years, and the last 10 pretty much as a consultant. And as a consultant, I was finding myself having to help my clients solve problems. And one of the problems that they were having is a lack of qualified team members that were willing to work in their practices or retaining team members. So I started referring to the company that I now work for, Support DDS, about 2 to 2.5 years ago. And my clients were seeing such huge successes that they became one of my number one referral sources to all of my clients saying, hey, you got to check them out. You know, they're going to do great things for you. So many so that they offered me a position, and I didn't take it at first. But during the whole COVID crisis, I saw what they were doing and how they were impacting their communities. And I thought, I really, really want to be a part of this. I love the company. I love what it stands for and what it does for not only dental offices, but for their team members. And it's just something that's such a big need for all dental offices, whether they're small, large, DSOs, doesn't matter. There's a need for it. So that is what drives me every day, is to help teams become more efficient, more profitable, and to boost morale. So that's where I'm at, Support DDS.
Awesome. So tell me, for those who don't know, what is Support DDS and how does it differ from other companies that support dental teams? So tell me that unique thing.
Okay, so our biggest unique thing is there are three wins involved with our company. That's our passion. The first win is it is a win for the remote team member. All of our team members are university educated from Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is the highest educated country in all of Africa, but sadly, there is an 85% unemployment rate. So there are a ton of people walking around with really high education levels that just can't find employment. So when we employ them, not only are we changing their life, but we're also changing the life of their whole entire family and sometimes even their community by letting them work for this company that is one of the most sought after companies in all of Harare, Zimbabwe, because it's in a secure location. And we pay in US dollars, which makes a huge difference. So the first win is for that remote team member that's able to support their family. The second win is for all the dental offices that are able to employ one of these people. If one of our remote team members were to walk into your dental office with their resume, the first thing you would do is look at it and say, I can't afford somebody like this. They all have at least university education, some bachelor's of honors, some master's degrees, and they're just their education level is so high and their ability to learn is so high that it would be very difficult to find someone else here in the United States willing to do the jobs that your team members don't like. So it's a win for the dental office. They're going to be dedicated. They're going to be loyal. They're English speaking. They have a slight UK accent, but other than that, it would be really hard to tell. And the last win of our three wins is it's a win for the kingdom of God. We donate 51% of all of our profits back to missionary work all across the world. Currently, we are doing cancer research with some of our funds. We are digging wells for impoverished communities, as well as building churches and supporting people of the community. And that's really what got me so invested in working with Support DDS, because during COVID-19, they supported 322 families, many of which were special needs that didn't have programs in place in their country to take care of them. And I just saw that happening and saw the difference that they were making in their community. And I thought, I can use my background in the dental field to really better the team members, to better the dental offices, but also really attack the mission that I have in my heart for serving others and making a big global impact. So the three wins are what really makes our company stand out and makes it a huge asset. I mean, obviously pricing is really important to people. And we found that our pricing is very affordable, way more economical than actually hiring a full-time team member for your practice. And so pricing is good, but the three wins to me, even better.
So thank you for sharing that. And I got the chills when you were talking about the third win, because really it's the most important in my opinion. And when I'm thinking about this, you know, it feels risky for a dental office. It feels like if I were to outsource some of my services, how could that even be done? How is that even possible? So I know there's people probably thinking that right now. So what kind of services are most successfully the easiest to outsource? What's a common task that we can kind of take off of the plate of the dental office that's working in the practice?
Well, that's a great question. And a lot of people are worried about risk. So real quickly, we have military grade firewalls in place. And we have many DSOs that utilize our services. And if you've ever worked with a DSO, you know that they're constantly being audited for their information security. So we know that we pass that with flying colors. Normally when an office comes to us and says, hey, we're thinking about utilizing your services, I would say, go to your team and ask them, what do you not like to do? What is it that is sucking your time, that is taking you away from the office mission and vision and our patient care? And traditionally what we hear is insurance verification, claims follow-up, recare management, confirming appointments, reactivation, and the end of year use it or lose it benefits. Now, we can do a lot more than that, but those are the things that I hear most often. And so then I look at the team member and say, okay, well, if you did not have to verify your insurance, how much time would that save you? And then what would you be doing with that time? And if what they're going to be doing with that time is productive, then it makes perfect sense to take that off of their plate. You know, you and I both know you can take an office manager, they can confirm appointments just fine. They can utilize the patient communication software systems just fine. But is that the best use of their time, when they probably would be better off spending time in a consultation room selling a $20,000 treatment plan? So if we can take that off their plate and we give it to somebody else that can do it and do it the way the office wants, they're more productive. What I love about our team members, well, there's so many things, but one of the great things that I love about them is they don't come with bad habits. They're not going to say the words that you don't want them to say. I mean, they've never heard the word canceled or rescheduled before. So they're not going to say, is that appointment going to work for you, or do you need to cancel, or do you need to reschedule? They're simply going to use the words and the scripts that either we provide or the office provides to them in order to see success. So although it seems like a risky move, remember you are dealing with people who are university educated and they're used to learning things via YouTube, over the internet. And so they're really quick to grasp onto these tasks and run with them. Mm-hmm. They also know that they have to have a return on investment for their services. If the office isn't seeing that they are making a positive impact on the practice, they could be out of a job and they don't want that. We don't have long-term contracts where somebody is guaranteed to work for this office for a year. It is 30-day written notice and they could be gone. So every day they are striving to make sure that they make a positive impact on the practice and that the practice sees a return on investment.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to know. I mean, some people would say, well, we want to keep jobs here. We want to keep, you know, our people employed. And I think it's important to see that this isn't necessarily replacing that. This isn't necessarily going to be taking away from your dedicated employees that you found. This is something that can really help to fill the pain points that a lot of practices are feeling right now. And most office managers and business managers that I talk to are spread too thin. And a lot of that's because they're in the weeds. They're dealing with the day-to-day tasks, and they're unable to truly lead and manage because there's just too much on their plate. So I think it's an excellent solution to that problem. And again, it doesn't necessarily have it doesn't replace your team. It doesn't replace that patient experience that your team provides. It enhances it because now you have the focus and the ability to truly be focused on the patient and the patient's experience versus the paperwork and checking items off the list. So I think it's interesting. And so what about if someone just needs some part-time assistance? Like let's say they've got an awesome office manager, but now with all of these PPE requirements and all the changes that it's more demanding, and you've got an office manager who's working 12 hours a day and her heart and soul is in it, but she doesn't know how much longer she can do it. I'm seeing these posts on Facebook all the time. Yes. I don't know how much longer I can do this before I burn out. Can you hire part-time support or does it have to be a full-time employee remote?
You certainly can hire part-time support. We find that it doesn't normally fit the needs of the practice. Instead, I would much rather show you what other things the team member can do. So yes, you can have part-time, but we have our team members working in so many different capacities that really only your creativity is what limits that team member. We have one remote team member that they act as a personal assistant to both the doctor and the office manager. So she may be scheduling the doctor's haircut appointment and balancing his personal credit card statement, and then handling objections from insurance companies from the office manager and doing some phone calls back to patients that needed some information. So instead, I'd rather say, look at the big picture here. They're not limited by anything.
That's really cool. I think of, when you say that, I think about the times when I've wanted to just turn to my assistant and be like, can you please book a hair appointment for me next week? But I feel bad because there's this that's not my job feeling here in America. That's our work ethic is very limiting. And not that my assistant would ever say that. She would be more than happy to help me because I've been blessed with the most amazing people. But I do see that on social media. I see people like, can you believe the doctor wants me to pick up his dry cleaning? Ah, and I get it. Like I get where that comes from and how the cultural influence on us creates feelings. And I think those feelings are very legit, you know? And your employee in Zimbabwe isn't going to be able to pick up your dry cleaning, but everything up to that, ordering it, you know, scheduling appointments, things like that. I think that's incredible. Now I'm going, Brenda, how do I get started with one of these? That's what I'm thinking. Oh, yes. Right now. I'm a little distracted.
It is such an amazing feeling to have somebody there for support. And I really appreciate the fact that you said we are not trying to replace team members. Now, can we? Yes, we can. If you need that, if you can't hire in your area, I do have a couple offices where their only business team member is a remote team member. Yeah. They don't have anybody there to walk in the door or anything. Their phones are transferred and everything. And it's because their hiring market is so dry. So yeah. Yes, we can do that if you want that. But really what we want to do is enhance the team that you have and give them the ability to expand on what they know and be good at what they're good at and leave the little stuff to someone else. And I think that that's really important. Getting started, oh my gosh, Grace, it is so simple. So what we do to get somebody started is I talk to them and say, what do you think you want? And if they say, I want somebody on the phone to do recare, then I'm going to look for somebody that has experience in customer service, somebody who has a great phone voice, somebody who's bubbly. But you and I both know sometimes if you need somebody to audit credit balances, that may not be the same person. That person's going to be more of an accounting type person. And we have them all. This morning, in fact, 2 minutes before I jumped on this interview, I was interviewing 30 remote team members to find out if they would be good fits for our company. We place an ad, we get about 300 people apply.
Wow.
So we narrow it down, we do background checks. I get to visit one-on-one with them and I'm looking for things that are, you know, this person would be really good on phones. This one would be really good on accounting. This one isn't a good fit. And so we do weed them down to the ones that we want. We put them through a dental training program and then they're ready to be hired. So if I talk to you and you say, I want somebody that's going to be working on the phones, I get to know you a little bit. And then I select three candidates that I think would be a good fit for you. You do Zoom interviews with them and you select one candidate. After you select your candidate, sometimes it happens that they select two or three. They only planned on one, but suddenly they can't decide and they get more than one team member. And they can be working in your office within 48 hours after you select them, depending on IT and everything. So if you think about it, today is Thursday. By Tuesday, you could have somebody else verifying your insurance, checking your claim status, doing anything. I have one team member started last week and her whole three first days was just simply changing everybody in the software from all capital letters to write cases so that they can use that feature for something else.
We all know that when you run a business, you have these tasks that come up that are unexpected. I mean, I've got spreadsheets right now that I have, you know, my team, some members of my team working through to update and perfect, and these things come up. And right now we are in a tough market for finding employees that want to work. And part of this whole COVID situation, that one of the most challenging things that's come of it is some people don't want to go back to work because, and I'm going to not be political on this, but when there are incentives to not work, it can really work against us sometimes. And so, not that I'm against helping people who are out of work, you know, by no fault of their own, but we know that that's not always the case. There are some situations where people are just not wanting to return to work, and that is drying up and making it very difficult, like you said, drying up the employment pool. And so this is an excellent alternative from what I see. Now, I'm going to ask a really challenging question, Brenda.
Okay.
And this comes from years and years of experience of hiring and unfortunately firing. What course of action do we take if, let's say, I love support DDS, I love the concept and everything, but the person that we hired isn't quite a fit for me. And they interviewed really well and everything looked good at the beginning, but let's face it, it's not always going to be a perfect fit. That's just life. How do we handle those situations And is it possible to switch our people?
It sure is. I will tell you, it doesn't happen very often. One of the things that we're very proud of is our actual team members that go to work for you. There is a very, very low turnover. It's 4%. So chances are, if you get somebody and you love them, you're going to have them for a long, long time. But if you get somebody and you're realizing it's not a good fit, then we can replace them easily. If you say, I really like them, but they're not catching on, then we have enhanced training measures that we can put into place to help them. Over in Zimbabwe, they have a manager that walks around all the remote team members. They're in a secure location. So the managers are there to help them and encourage them, and we have trainers there. But I also spend a lot of my time saying, what can I do to make you faster? What can I do to make you more successful? And what can I do to make the client happier? And we spend a lot of time self-reflecting on that. So if we do hear from a client, you know, we like the concept, we don't like them. We don't necessarily get rid of that person. We would replace them in your office, but we would see what are they really good at, and maybe there's something else that we can do. We do have other companies besides Support DDS that use remote team members. So maybe they're a better fit for our accounting department, or maybe for our real estate department that we do. Our goal is to get everyone in Zimbabwe that is highly educated a position. So we want them to be successful. But like you said, if it's not a good fit, we're going to work with you and we're going to find somebody who is a good fit. Somebody who we have an office in Helena, Montana. And I won't mention the office name, but I'm going to mention the office manager, Diana, because Diane she's just so sweet. She has a remote team member. And when I question something, she's like, oh, don't you question a thing. She is my right-hand girl. Nothing can happen to her. Don't you even talk to her. I was like, whoa, I was just making sure that you had agreed to the hours that she was working.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not by any means saying that the candidates and employees are less than by any means. And I absolutely trust, you know, in what you've told us about their education. I'm just realistic in the fact that I can hire a top grad from a top university and they can interview perfectly and pass all of the personality profiles. I just know that no matter how strict those screening processes are, there is no such thing as perfect on this earth. So sometimes we've got to be open to finding the right fit and facilitating those conversations of what you need. Sometimes doctors are perfectionists. Our dentists are perfectionists sometimes. And you know, I would just encourage if they get into that to go into it with an open mind and an open heart and go into it knowing that it might realistically take a little time to get set up to have you. Yes, you can have that support in place working, but like anything, you've got to put a little bit into it. You've got to customize those scripts and communicate that value. And if you do put the work in up front, you could have, you know, the support that you've really been lacking.
Yeah, we find the teams that embrace their remote team member the most and they develop their remote team member, they have the most successes. I have one office that photoshopped their team members into their group photo. And every day, their remote team members, they have three, they join in on the daily huddle via Zoom. They get their assignments, they get their feedback. And it's so important because this office is like, No, there are team members. Mm-hmm. If our team gets a bonus, they get a bonus. If I'm going to give out a Christmas gift, they're going to get a Christmas gift. And you can treat them exactly like your team members. This particular office, when they buy their team lunch in Seattle, they buy their remote team member lunch over in Zimbabwe. And they eat lunch together via Zoom.
That's so cool. That is so cool. So Brenda, tell me how someone somewhere is thinking, okay, I want to learn more, find out if this is a fit for me. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can email me at brenda@supportdds.com. They can call me. I'm always open to a call. Do you want me to give my phone number?
Totally up to you. Totally okay, up to you.
I would love to speak to anyone. I love talking about this company. So please call me. It's 951-551-9884. And For any of you that are watching this podcast and you want to learn more information, as a gift for having me on your show, we will send them a copy of Support DDS Remote Team Member, Elevate Your Team. Complimentary, if they mention that they saw it on this podcast, I'd be happy to. If you don't want a free gift, if you don't want me to have your contact information, that's fine. You can go to Amazon and you can purchase this book via Amazon as well. So It talks about what we do. There's even pictures of some of our missionary work in there and some of our team members. And our website at supportdds.com, you can have samples of our team members' voices, and you can have a sample video of about 90 seconds to 2 minutes about what we are, why we do what we do.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing this message today, Brenda. I'm hopeful that we're able to help more dental teams and more of the wonderful people that Support DDS is serving in Africa. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, please join our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. And for those of you interested in sharing your message with our dental community, you could reach out to me at grace@identitydental.com. Thanks so much and have a blessed day.